Simin Shem Chav Dalet, Sif Tezvav, the last Sif from the Simin. Machaber says that a shor shel petam, a shor that you wanted to get very big and very fat, so I mean, shechti shel av lav meat, so derech was to keep in front of an avus, a bucket, which had a lot of animal food in it, tevin, straw, iron, barley for it to eat, and once in a while you want to shovel out this avus to get rid of all the dirt that gathered in it. The dirt should not get mixed together with the animal food. Machaber says you cannot shovel out this avus on Shabbos, this bucket that's in front of the shor on Shabbos. Even if the avus is a regular bucket, a regular kli, it's gzeri, you might come to shovel out when the avus is made out of karka, the dirt of the ground, that's shaped into an avus, into a bucket. And there it's really awesome because you might come, lashvili gumas, we're afraid that you're going to intentionally try to straighten out the cracks in the avus shel karka in order that the things shouldn't get stuck in the nooks and crannies of it. There's a chashash that you can end up being mashvili gumas, therefore even the avus, that's a kli, a bucket, you cannot shovel out the dirt to clean out that the dirt's not going to mix together with the animal food. Also, the Machaber says you can have masalik the tevin, the straw that's in front of the animal to the sides, if there's too much tevin in front of him, because invariably some of it already got dirty and it's not roy anymore, and that's muksa. You come out to be metal to muksa on Shabbos. Simon Shem Kafe. The title of the simon, and what most of the simon is about, is a guy doing malacha for a yid on Shabbos. What the DMR if a guy did malacha for a yid on Shabbos? But the first sif, the Machaber starts off, the allowed to invite a guy to eat by you on Shabbos, even though Mishnah explained to Yom Tov, he's not allowed to. It's Xeri, he might come to cook extra for him on Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook, you can only cook for a yid, not for a guy. There's a chashash, if you invite a guy to eat by on Yom Tov, you might end up cooking more for him, which would be a big isser. So therefore, you cannot invite a guy to eat by you on Yom Tov. Shabbos, or anyway, there's no bishul taking place on Shabbos. Also, the cook on Shabbos, even for a yid, all the cooking is done before Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you could invite a guy to eat by you on Shabbos. And the Machaber says that you can put food down in front of the guy in your chatzar for him to eat it. And Mr. Brewer explains, even though we said previously in Simcha Chavdalad, Sefir Alef, Inala B'Tereach, on Shabbos for the Achila of a behemoth, it's not Mizanais Nalacha, it's not dependent on you for its food. And a guy, it would seem, is not dependent on you for his food. Still, since the halach is the Mefaren Semani Akum, Imani Yisro, Abnei Chashalom, in order to avoid the guy having Eva, having tainus on the Yidden, so therefore when we give out stalker to Yiddish Aniyim, we also give out to Goyish Aniyim. So it comes out from that we do a responsibility to make sure that the Goyish people around us have enough food to eat. So therefore, Goyim Arkat Serm is an Aseim Aleinu, it's Mizanais and Malav, and therefore you could provide food and be Tereach to provide food for the Goy and Shabbos. But the way to do it is to put it down in front of him on the Chatzar and for him to pick up and eat it, or if he chooses to, he could choose to take it home with him. However, to hand it to him, that would be a problem, because then if he ends up taking it out of the Chatzar, it'll come out, Mishnah Berurah explains, it'll come out that you did that Kira, you started off by handing it to him, and he took it with him. Mishnah Berurah then brings that the Eliraba argues in this and holds that even if you hand it to him in the Chatzar, since the plan is not for him to take it out, he chose on his own to take it out of the Chatzar, it's considered as if he did the whole Akira, there's no problem, and we can be sent on this Eliraba medical. However, if the Yid is not handed to him, rather he took it out of the Yid's hand and walked out with it, then it for sure be good, according to all opinions. Now this is all the guy standing with you in the chatzar. But if the guy is standing outside of Shisharabim and sticks his hands into the chatzar to take the food out, so it's obvious he's taking the food out because he's standing in Shisharabim, he's obviously going to bring the food out to himself in Shisharabim, so then there'll be a problem to hand the food to him, to put the food in his hand, and even Mr. Burr says, even for him to take the food out of your hand, there'll be a problem, since it's obvious that it's meant for him to be outside into Shisharabim. Similarly, by any other chepitz, that it's not something you eat over there, rather it's something you take home with you. So it's obvious that the plan is for him to take it home with him to his own house. You cannot put down in front of him the chatzar. It's obvious the plan is for him to take it home to his own house. And therefore, when he takes it out to Shrabim, it looks like he's doing b'shlichus on behalf of the yid. And then even if he's standing in the chatzar, it'll be a problem, because it's obvious the plan was for him to take this home with him to Shrabim, to his own house. Not only that, the Machaber says, even if the item belongs to a guy, you cannot put it down in front of him on the chatzar on Shabbos for him to take it home for himself. And the reason is because Shabbat explains is Maris Ayin, that people will think that it's really yours and you sent it with the guy. They will not realize the guy is coming to pick up his own item from your chatzar on Shabbos. How do people know that belongs to him? For all they know, it belongs to you. And therefore, it will be awesome. Their Ma says, even from Yachad and Malkum before Shabbos in your chatzar, say that this item, this place over here, this is the guy's place, and the guy comes on Shabbos, take it out from over here, he's taking his own item from his own place. Let's say it was a mashkin that he had by you, and you say this place where his mashkin thing should be mishtayach to him, it's his. Now he's taking his own item of his own place on Shabbos and taking it home. Still, it's not a problem. Shtabur says that Tzchiris Lakhania, it's considered still in the Rishus of the Yisrael, where it is in that corner of the chatzar, and it's a problem, Maris Ayin, for the guy to come take it from there on Shabbos and bring it home.